News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. American employers rang in the new year with a hiring binge.
The Labor Department says 353,000 jobs were added in January. It's the latest sign of the economy's continuing ability to shrug off the highest interest rates in two decades. The report showed last month's job gain topped the 333,000 that were added in December. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%, just off a half-century low.
Correspondent Jeremy House. This is homecoming day for three fallen Americans. The bodies of the three Army soldiers killed in Jordan arrived today at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware. For the dignified transfer ceremony, President Biden will be there. He mentioned it the other day at the National Prayer Breakfast.
They risked it all, and we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country that the dozens of service members who were wounded and are recovering now.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin pledging retaliation for the attacks launched by Iran-backed terrorist proxies. Most House Democrats vote no on a bill aimed at protecting U.S. citizens from illegal aliens driving drunk.
On Wednesday, 150 House Democrats voted against the Protect Our Communities from DUIs Act, which would make drunk driving grounds for ineligibility to be in the U.S. The law would allow ICE agents to immediately take illegal immigrants convicted of drunk driving into their custody so they could be deported. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
At least four people killed in the crash of a small plane in Clearwater, Florida last night. The single-engine plane went down in a mobile home park after the pilot radioed an engine failure. Authorities say that three people on the plane were killed and the other fatality was on the ground. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 132 points, while the NASDAQ trading 126 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're...
This KMCQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Clark County School District Superintendent Jesus Jara, he plans to step down, but the local teachers union, they want him fired. Officials of the Clark County Education Association say the school board should not buy out Jara's contract when they consider his exit at their upcoming Wednesday meeting. Union officials call the timing of Jara's resignation, quote, very suspicious, and added they think there's a scandal brewing. The school board plans to consider his resignation next week, saying they plan to consider an agenda item to end the superintendent's contract sooner than its expiration date of June 2026. Jara has been superintendent since 2018. He has faced very vocal criticism during his tenure on topics like student achievement, his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and distance learning and contentious teacher contract negotiations. The reason for his resignation has not yet been released, but in his letter to the school board, Jara said his departure date is effective February 21st. The three downtown Las Vegas casinos owned and run by Derek Stevens and his brother, they've reached a deal with the local culinary union on a new five-year contract. That agreement involves the 800 union workers at Circa, the D, and Golden Gate. The seven other downtown Las Vegas hotel casinos have a bit of breathing room to agree on a new five-year deal with culinary local 226. The more than 1,800 workers at downtown and some independent strip resorts were preparing to strike today, but they have until Monday now to work things out. With Valentine's Day coming up, we're in February already. Ethel M's is turning on its lights of love at the Cactus Gardens. It begins tonight and runs through February 18th. Enjoy. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Except for one incident in Summerlin, not having too much trouble on our Valley freeways this morning. This accident on the Durango on-ramp to get onto eastbound Summerlin Parkway. And now working one in the southwest valley off the freeways at Blue Diamond and Jones. All clear on I-15, but plenty of braking on I-15 southbound from Sahara on down through the resort corridor. Good chance of rain in the valley today again. It should clear away tomorrow with sunny skies and could be back on Sunday. Today's high is near 60 degrees. It's 46 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, really happy to have him on, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. He is a retired Air Force combat commander. And I will tell you, he is a good guy. He is Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, just back from the border. Good to have you with us. How is your Friday so far?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, thanks for having me back. I really enjoy it. Well, it's going pretty good. And as you mentioned, I got back from the border, and I'm heading back down there again tonight. There's a national border convoy happening on Saturday, and I'll be part of that. I'll be speaking at that event.
What did you see on your visit to our southern border? And again, I'm like you. I went about 6 months ago. You went much more recently. What did you see, and what are you going to be looking for this weekend?
You know, it's really sad. First of all, let me say, and this might surprise you, Kevin, but the government is lying to us. That border is not secure. It is wide open. They just come straight through. There's lots of holes cut through the fence, even the wall that Trump put up. And they walk in and they just sit there. They sit on the road and they just wait for Border Patrol because there's no effort to stop them from coming in. And once they are in, they just get processed. And next thing we know, they're being released into the country. That's what's happening. I was down there a couple weeks ago, and I would say 75% of the people coming across were children. And this was down on the Arizona border. We're hearing a lot in the news about Texas. We're not hearing anything about Arizona, and hundreds and thousands are just walking right through and being processed.
And by the way, just news in the last 24 hours, comes out that apparently what is happening is the Texas border, Eagle Pass, is not as busy as it once was, but that much of that immigration business has gone over to, they're coming across to California. The strategy on the part of the cartels and all of the folks that are getting these people across the border, it's changing on a daily basis. Does that surprise you at all?
Well, no, it's very interesting. So Texas is trying to secure their border. The government's trying to sue them about that. So where else are they going to go? They're going to go where they have the least resistance is. Okay, so they move on down the road to New Mexico and Arizona. Nobody's doing what Texas is doing, and they're just walking right through.
I want to get your reaction to the president, who said just in the last 10 days that he is, quote, done all he can do, unquote, to address the border issue. Do you believe that?
The president hasn't done anything to address it. He's ignored it. He has the power to put a stop to any of this just by enforcing the laws that we already have on the books instead of ignoring them. And Mayorkas is and will be impeached. He is not doing his job. He's not protecting the people. The purpose of government is to protect the people and the lands, and Mayorkas is not doing that, and neither is this administration.
Again, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joining us. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. I know you went to the Turning Point event on Tuesday. You saw the video showing the Hamas terrorist attack October 7th. What's your reaction?
I'm appalled. And why I say I'm appalled is our government, our Secretary of State, our leadership has seen that same video of people being beheaded, of people being shot in the head. It is a very graphic movie. And for them to have seen that movie and then still, to this day, call for restraint is amazing to me. It's a lack of leadership. And all they want to do is appease. And they're trying to appease their base. They're thinking there's a possibility of a two-state solution. It's ludicrous that this government saw the same video that I saw and still isn't fully on board with Israel. And they won't even use Iran in the same sentences with Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. It's an atrocity what is going on in this country right now.
A lot of people don't know it, but you helped to organize aid for Israel through the Knights of Malta. Can you explain your efforts and what you provided to the Israelis?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking about that, Kevin. You know, a lot of people sit there and they say, I stand with Israel. I support Israel. But I ask them, what have they done for Israel? So I am a Knight of Malta, an Order of St. John of Jerusalem Hospitaliers. And I organized a 24-ton shipment of food aid to be delivered to Israel. And it arrived last week. It was offloaded by other knights that we have downrange. And it was delivered and provided to the needy in Israel. And I say Israel because that rice is not going into Gaza or to help any of the Palestinian side of it. There are people in need in Israel. And so I did that, and it got delivered. It was a big logistical effort because, if you can imagine, I had to get the rice blessed by a rabbi in Thailand where it came from. It was certified kosher. It was loaded on a ship. It couldn't go up the Suez Canal because of what the Houthis are doing, so I had to go all the way around Africa to get to Israel. But it got there, and it got delivered, and I did get some appreciation letters from the Israel government.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. I also noticed you have been so busy campaigning, fundraising, doing all the things that candidates do, but you were at the Trump rally on Saturday. Your thoughts on what you saw, what an amazing group of MAGA supporters, and, of course, the former president himself.
You know, that's where I get my encouragement, you know, and the motivation. To see a standing room only, overflow capacity crowd. People still could not get in, and they even delayed the start to try to get everybody in, but it went over capacity, and there were people outside. You'll hardly ever see 10 people show up to a Biden rally. There is no support for Biden. And this country is going to recover from this, of what this administration has done. We need to get back to national security. We wouldn't have the Ukraine issue. We wouldn't have Israel issue if we had strong leadership in government. We need to get back to energy independence, and if we get back to energy independence, we will help fix this economy because the inflation will come down because the price of goods that are costing so much right now because of shipping costs, gas prices, not just what you're seeing at the pump, but every trucker, every ship, everything that delivers food and goods has gone up. And that's what you're seeing in the stores now. And when it comes to food and it comes to gas, they don't factor those two things in the number of the inflation number. And that is what's affecting people right now. It's the price of food and the price of gas.
Again, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joining us. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. He is a retired Air Force combat commander. And I keep being asked by friends and family and people on social media. They say, what should I do? We've got a primary on the 6th. We've got on the 8th, next Thursday. We've got we've got the caucus. What should I do? What do you tell your friends and your family when they come to you and they say, what the hell's going on? What is it I should do?
I've been receiving a lot of those calls. There is some confusion, and a lot of that confusion is created by the media who is wanting the caucus to fail. So the primary, you can vote in the primary, and you can vote in the caucus. Okay, so just remember that. The primary is on Tuesday. The caucus is on Thursday. You aren't going to see the same candidates on each ballot. They're two separate elections. So if you want to vote for Trump, you need to go to the caucus because he is on the caucus ballot.
Again, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joining us, a candidate for Congress in CD4. Give me one good reason why Stephen Horsford should be denied, why we need to replace him.
The easy one is he votes with Biden 100% of the time. So anything to do with this economy, this inflation, the war on energy, the war on oil, any of those things that the president supports, so does Horsford. That's the easy answer. We can't fix this economy if we don't change Congress, and we need fighters in Congress that are going to stand up. I have experience in national security, 25 years in the Air Force. I worked on the oil fields for 10 years up in Alaska. I understand energy, and I'm currently a small business owner. So I understand what the economy is doing to all of us. And I just ask that people go to electdavidflippo.com. That's electdavidflippo.com. And they can read more about me.
And what is it you need from my listeners? Is it a matter of you're looking for volunteers or yard signs or what is it the campaign needs right now? And maybe money is part of it as well.
You know, unfortunately, money is part of it. That's just the reality of the situation. All right. Horsford spent almost $9 million to win his 2-year job. So that comes with a lot of work and effort to get there. So they can donate on my website. We are looking for volunteers. We have hundreds already, but we are going to fill the streets and we are going to knock on doors and we are going to get the people out. I have to win the primary and then we're going to take Horsford out.
I love the idea of Stephen Horsford being retired. The thought is titillating. It really, honestly is. Colonel, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Be safe out on the campaign trail, and be safe on your trip to our southern border. And by the way, where exactly are you going this time?
So the border, the convoy is starting all over the country. Some are coming from Florida, some from San Diego. They're all going to converge onto Yuma. I'm going to start in Kingman. I'm going to be in the convoy from Kingman to Yuma. I'm going to be speaking at Kingman, and I'll also be speaking at the event in Yuma.
Be safe, and I know you'll report back to us on your findings. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Kevin, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, candidate for Congress in CD4, and a darn good guy. Really, really good people. I'll be interested to see what he finds on this trip to our southern border. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Our community is in crisis. Pets are being abandoned in our streets, and our animals need you. Lerner and Rowe is asking you to join them in supporting Nevada SPCA now by adopting or fostering a dog, cat, or small pet. Nevada SPCA is Southern Nevada's original life-saving shelter and exists entirely on your donations. Give happiness today at NevadaSPCA.org.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, bottom of the hour, Cash Patel, close confidant to Donald J. Trump and a former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. We'll talk about Lloyd Austin's return. We'll talk about the Trump visit this past week, which was absolutely amazing. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. And we'll talk about the border security bill and what to do about it. We'll also talk about the caucus and what is it people should actually do. I love Karl Rove. I've said many times on this show, I don't always agree with him, but I find him fascinating to listen to. The issue about the border security bill is one where I think we're going to have a difference of opinion here. This was Karl Rove yesterday on Fox. He is essentially supporting passage of the Senate bill that's coming over to the House of Representatives. Listen to this.
This is so wrong on so many levels. Five people who have come into our country illegally, who are being taken care of by taxpayer dollars, kept in shelters and in hotels in New York. This particular guy, the double bird guy, is a homeless guy. So he's come here and become an even bigger burden on our society with all kinds of consequences and costs. They attack two police officers. They get arrested, and then they get let out with zero bail. Not even a dollar. These people are just let out, which is the idea of these sort of big city progressive prosecutors that we got to be fair by not requiring bail of poor people. Well, we've now put back on the street five people who have shown what they think of the American justice system and what they think of what behavior is appropriate when they come into our country.
Yeah, it might be worse than that. They may actually be living in city shelters. We haven't been able to determine that just
yet. Four of them are. Four of them are.
Okay, because we asked the deputy commissioner that last hour, and she wasn't sure about it. But I mean, that's another blow, right? Because the taxpayers are paying for it. Here is the back and forth now on the border. You know, it's going to be a political battle right now, Carl, between Democrats and Republicans pointing fingers.
I want to be very clear: our borders are not open.
The border is secure.
The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else.
So you've got that, and you've got this from Congress.
Yeah, it's a quote. This is from a memo that the White House put out. It said that after years of playing politics, House Republicans have a chance to finally say yes to border security. And this is the Deputy Communications Director, Andrew Bates. He said that inheriting a broken system, President Biden acted on day one by proposing a concrete immigration reform plan and underscoring the pressing need for border security. Unfortunately, not only have congressional Republicans blocked the president's reform plan since then, but they have also voted against the record border security funding he has delivered over their objections every single year. The media is going to help the White House deliver this message. Can Republicans withstand it?
Yeah, they can, because all they need to do is say, here's where the level of immigration was in December of 2020, roughly 40, I think, 1,000 people a month coming across the border. Here's where it is today, five times as big, 200,000. If the system was broken before, how come we had fewer people coming across the border? If the border is fixed and secure now, why do we have five times as many people coming? And it's ridiculous. Now, both sides have something to be blamed for in this. The Republicans, frankly, ought to take what they can get out of this deal, because remember, it requires 60 votes in the Senate. And it's so bad for the Democrats, they're willing to at least give some steps that will help us get better control over the border. And the Republicans are capable of saying, okay, nice start, but you failed to do X and Y and Z and Q. And the only way we're going to get that is to have a Republican president and a Republican Congress who are willing to give it to them. They can win that long-term battle. And in the meantime, get some things that they're not going to get otherwise, at least for a year, because they require 60 votes in the Senate. But yeah, the idea that the White House is sitting here saying, oh, we are in control of the border, we've gotten it fixed, and oh, incidentally, you are keeping us from getting it fixed because you won't vote for our plans. Those two things are a conflict with each other. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, the Republicans will win this messaging battle, because here's where the level of illegal immigration was when they left office, and here's where it is today.
Well, a lot of Republicans,
and the gap between is the Biden gap.
A lot of Republicans say, why bend? Because the laws are on the books if you just enforce them.
Yeah, well, I don't think they should bend. The question is, what more can you do that will constructively help give us additional tools, like more funding for barriers and for the wall where it's necessary, more money for Border Patrol and so forth? There are things that can be done proactively that will step up our ability to enforce the border. But the Republicans, you know, are going to win this battle, the messaging battle. The question is, in the meantime, are the Democrats smart enough to say, you know what, let's give them more of what they want in order to get the 60 votes and give us at least say we got forward progress? But they're ultimately not going to be able to win this battle, because, again, here's where it was. Here it is today. And even if we make big changes today, this top number is not going to drop a lot in the next 7 or 8 months.
Karl Rove, the brain. We disagree on that one. I'm saying you got to vote it down. It's got to be dead on arrival when it comes over to the House. It's got to be. Karl Rove said.